Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Sorry about the delay. I did not have my controls in place as I should. Forgive me. And welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. And you're on with Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today is Tuesday, November the 26th, and I'm your host. I'm honored for the next 30 minutes or so. Aubrey Gregory is my name, and our specific focus today is the spirit of knowledge and understanding. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your faithfulness, and we do welcome you. If you're celebrating a birthday today, and I know there's at least one person I can think of, and that's a good friend of ours, and we're going to pray for her. Pray for her keeping as well as her salvation. Wonderful person, but she doesn't have that relationship with the Lord that she could have. So for a birthday present, we're going to lift her up before the Lord, and I'm going to ask you to agree with us that she would receive salvation. She would go after it, and as it comes, she would embrace it. But other than that, she's a wonderful person, someone we love and someone that we believe love us. And today is her birthday. I'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Well, our focus is the spirit of knowledge and understanding. And looking in Isaiah chapter 11, the prophet Isaiah records in the second verse, he says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah was prophesying concerning Christ, and the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of understanding, and the fear of the Lord rested upon Jesus as he walked the earth in ministry. And that same spirit is available to you and I, the spirit of knowledge and understanding. So let's receive that on this day. This is a special gift for us that we are able to enter in and taste and see truly that the Lord is good. Our prayer targets for today are, we want to pray for unity and harmony in and among believers and in the body of Christ. You know, one of the ways that you overcome an adversary is to disrupt their synergy, their unity, disrupt it. And so the adversaries who are the dark forces against God's plan and purposes for you and I have sought to do that, and it's always a point that we must pay close attention to, unity and harmony. We also today, we want to pray for the nation of Israel. If you're paying attention to the news, you know that there's a lot of issues around that nation. And it's amazing to watch biblical prophecy and truth come to pass. We want to pray for Israel. And last but not least, in addition to your prayer requests, we want to pray for the government of these United States. There's a lot of disruption, as you know, a lot of confusion, a lot of bickering and backbiting. Again, that's how the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, by coming in and dividing. And so there's need for harmony and unity there in the government. Now, I have your lines open, and if, in fact, you have a praise report or a prayer request, you're welcome now to share that just before we take up our regular agenda. But I want to give you priority if you have a prayer request, so that you can enjoy the power of agreement. I hear someone. Good morning. Welcome. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, saints. God bless everyone on this awesome day that the Lord has allowed
yes,
us
Jennifer.
To see. My praise report is for little Hudson Wood, the little boy that I began to take care of 3 years ago, almost to the day. Today is his birthday. He's 3 years old today. And I thank God for allowing me this privilege to be with him, to help to take care of him and watch him grow. And he's grown. He's such a smart little boy, and I would just like to, you know, to lift him up also in prayer that he would continue, and everything that he does, that it would be directed by the Lord, that he would come to know the Lord as his Lord and his Savior, and the hand of the Lord would be upon him to protect him, keep him from all harm and danger, from accidents and childhood diseases, and you know, everything that is good and perfect, and bless even his family, his parents, and bring them to also the Lord, so that they would come to know what it is, and it is to have a relationship, not just to, you know, go to church, but to have a relationship with the Lord and be able to be an example to him and bring him up in the fear of the Lord. That's my prayer.
Yes. we're going to lift up Hudson before the Lord and speak over his life as well. Father, we thank you for this new opportunity. It's brand new. It's not yesterday. It's not the day before. It's today. It's very present, and we're present to your mercy and your grace in this moment. And we thank you for receiving us. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness, for our sins, for our failures, our shortcomings, that you have provided a way whereby those iniquities and trespasses shall not stand in between us and you. We have access. You've given us boldness and entrance into your throne room. So we come today humbly. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for the provision that you've made for that through the blood of Jesus Christ. Once again, we come knowing that you are our God. You own us you have bought us with a price, and we thank you for receiving us. Father, today we come lifting up Hudson. Today is his birthday. You have a plan and you have a purpose. That's why he was born on this day several years ago, because this is the time that you have determined for his existence and for his opportunity to contribute to the world that you are shaping for your kingdom. So we bless Bill Hudson right now. We pray, O God, that it will be soon that he recognizes your heart, your voice, and your calling upon him in the name of Jesus. Thank you for providing for him, providing health, strength, protection. Keep a hedge around Hudson in the name of Jesus, so that in the fullness of time, he is revealed to be a man of God. In Jesus' name, we claim that for him right now. Father, we pray for his parents, that they would come to know you for real. They would know you personally, and their lives would be shaped and conformed to your purposes in the earth, so that they would be able to train up Hudson in the way that he should go.
Yes.
Cause a visitation in their home, in their family. Visit them in a special, powerful way that causes change, new birth, new life, restoration. In the name of Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for Hudson's birth and life. May he see many, many more. More than enough. In the name of Jesus, we petition and intercede for him right now. Amen and amen. I want to pray for a friend of ours. Her name is Ronnie. Wonderful person. And my wife and I, we just speculate, boy, what would she be like should the light of Christ come over her. I mean, she is just a beautiful person. And today is her birthday. And so we want to pray for Ronnie. We'll probably see her a little bit later today. But right now, we want to send out what I would think is the best gift that she can receive. And that's the gift of salvation. The gift of the spirit of knowledge and understanding. So please join me now as we pray for this young lady. Father, we thank you for Ronnie, and we thank you for the moment of her birth and for the time that you have kept her. And now she is celebrating another birthday. But Father, we pray that this rest of her life that's beginning today would be different because of the inclusion of your plan and purposes consciously in her heart. Cause her, Lord, to go after you, to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Father, we invite you to consume her life for your glory and your praise, to let her be the outstanding woman of God that you intend that she would be. We claim that on her behalf right now. We stand in the gap, and we agree for her salvation, for her knowledge of you, that the spirit of knowledge and understanding would come upon her. She would be a luminary, a star, shining brightly for you. Beginning this day, let this day be the beginning of change and transformation and restoration in the name of Jesus. Touch her in her innermost being for the glory of Jesus Christ, who will and now becomes her Lord and Savior, even as she receives him consciously into her heart. We thank you for Ronnie. Bless her, keep her, protect her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, you're open for a prayer request or a praise report. We just thank God for what he's doing. Good morning. I think I hear Sister Diane's voice.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today? God bless you.
Note of praise this morning. I'm blessed. Highly favored of the Lord. I just want to give him a special note of praise. Good morning to all the other intercessors that are in this morning.
Yes.
God is good.
Good morning. Praise God.
I want to give him praise. I want to give a praise report. You know, you have been believing us for the answer from the emigration. And yesterday we received it.
Praise God.
And that's going to be in the time until next year. So he received,
okay, so
he
he's able
the
to
answer.
He's able to stay here until next year.
Yeah, he got the answer from
praise
them.
God.
And they did grant him the time.
Praise God.
We didn't want to leave without, we want to give God thanks and praise for answering that and, you know, answering our prayers. He's not feeling so good for the past days. No, he's not really keeping down anything much.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is slacking off, and everything he eats is bringing it up. But
okay.
We still believe in God.
Well, we're going
he's
to
still hearing God. Yes, he's still a God of miracles, and we're still believing, claiming his healing.
Yes.
So I just want you all to pray for us this morning. My pressure is a little up. I just want you to agree with me.
Amen.
And I believe in God for our healing.
Amen.
Okay. Well, who else can we turn to except him?
Yeah.
We cannot even turn to ourselves. But we thank God for your faith in him.
Mm.
You've placed your hand in his hand, and you know he's the one that is going to do whatever needs to be done. Father, we thank you for your graciousness, your kindness, your mercy, and we thank you, Lord, for this couple, that they have put their faith and their trust in none other than you. Father, both of them need your spiritual strength. They need your physical strength as well. And Father, we agree this morning for their strength, for the addition to them of your mercy and your grace coming to them in the form of not only spiritual strength, but physical strength. Touch their bodies right now, Lord. You know the index of their hearts. Touch their bodies right now, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Father, cause whatever is out of order, we command it to line up for your purposes, for your glory, for health, for wellness, for strength. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we stand against disease. We stand against ill health. We speak ease in the place of disease. We speak health in the place where there's ill health. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, we are believing you for change right now, so that Aaron is able to receive the nourishment that his body requires. He's able to keep his meals down. His stomach, we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we are believing your report of health. We need a miracle in the name of Jesus. We're believing you right now for that miracle. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. Father, touch Diane. We speak to the blood pressure. We speak to the heart. We speak to the blood vessels, that they would behave in accordance with health right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would quicken her body by your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Strengthen them both right now. Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Diane, thank you for sharing that prayer request with us.
Yeah.
You've been in my thoughts, well, both of you actually, for the last several days. Been thinking about you. We've been extremely busy on our end, but we've been thinking about you all, and you know, just.
He was, it was so cold and he wasn't feeling well, so I didn't bring him.
Well,
out.
I wouldn't have wished him to come out in that weather even for a moment, because it was bitterly cold, and and that's one of the reasons I thought about you guys, because I said, man, this is so different from what you're used to. It's different from what I'm used to, because I do not like this kind of cold anymore. At first it was novel and all of that, but I don't care for it now. I mean, it's okay, I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying it's not something that, you know, I look forward to. But I know the Lord has purposes in what he's doing. The cold weather can also suppress a lot of diseases and bacteria and all those things. I mean, that's the for real side of things, and God knows when and where and how. And so I restrain myself from complaining. So I thank him. But I was concerned about you guys trying to come out in that kind of weather. It was just very, very tough. But God is good. And
Amen. All the time.
Yes. Yes. He is good, and so we just thank him. That's it. We thank him. We praise our way out of circumstances and situations that are threatening to conspire against our well-being. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Does anyone else have
a
prayer request? Yes, this is a good time. Good morning. Good morning.
Praise the Lord, and I thank God for this day. Thank God for all the other intercessors that are intercessing for families and for individuals. This morning, I would like us to lift up the Walcott family together with me. They are traveling to Trinidad today. They have lost their mother over the weekend. She passed on Saturday morning, and the funeral and the going home ceremony will be in Trinidad on Friday morning.
Yes.
So I'd just like to lift up the Walcott family in prayer.
Okay, thank you for that prayer request. It's a challenging time for them under any set of circumstances. It's just challenging for them, so they need the strength of the Lord. Been through that, know about that, and the Lord will carry them through. Father, we thank for the Walcott family. Father, keep them as one, even now that they are going and they're traveling. Give them safe traveling mercies, Father. Cause them to leave and land safely in the island of Trinidad to bury their loved one. Father, keep that family unified as one. And Father, you are their help in the time of grief. Give them hope. And Father, may this opportunity appear that they can call upon you in a new and fresh way, even as they grieve the passing of their mother. We thank you, Lord, for mothers and how special they are. So we know that this family is in deep grief. Father, comfort them. You're the one that will comfort. You're the one that will strengthen. You're the one that will keep in all manner of circumstances. Help them today, Lord. And most of all, keep them in unity as one person. Father, help them to sense your presence among them and give them the peace that passes all understanding so that today and tomorrow and the rest of their lives be full of salvation, restoration, and your grace for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us pray for the nation of Israel. Whatever is happening there is important to all of us. Let us pray for them. We want to pray. We want the peace of Jerusalem. And there's a covenant that God made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that covenant is concerning his people. And also all families in the earth will be blessed in Abraham. That's the covenant God made with Abraham, that all the families. So what happens with Jerusalem affects all of us. So let us gather our thoughts and our heart, turn it towards Jerusalem right now. Holy Spirit, we ask you to teach us how to pray effectively for the peace of Jerusalem, and that you honor the covenant you made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, you'll remember the land and will not turn away from them when they are in the land of their enemies. You will not destroy them or break your agreement with them because you are their God. Thank you for the prosperity of all those who love Jerusalem. And therefore we pray that hostile outsiders would keep their distance and no weapon formed against that nation, the nation of Israel, shall succeed. No weapon. Thank you for bringing peace to the Jews and the Gentiles and for breaking down the wall that divided. So now in Christ, there's no Jew, there's no Gentile. Thank you for breaking the wall down. So we right now we pray for those among the nations, including Israel, that have become hardened to your word. And we ask that the eyes of their understanding be opened because of their transgression. Salvation has been made available for all. So we ask you to give Israel a greater understanding of your heart so that they may know the hope to which you have called them, that they will know the riches and gloriousness of the blessing that you brought in Christ. You have promised to your holy people a covenant, a covenant agreement. Because of your compassion for Israel, you strengthen them and restore them. For you are their Lord, and you hear their cries. By your authority alone, they shall go wherever they wish. Thank you, Father, for saving, preserving, and keeping Israel and delivering her out from out of the hands of all of their enemies. Blessed be the God of Israel. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for agreeing with us in that prayer. I'm sure God is pleased that we are concerned about that nation. God has kept them, and he is continuing to keep them. And while they are surrounded by many enemies, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we're talking weapons, because their enemies would like to see them eradicated, terminated. But God has a covenant that he made with Abraham. And that covenant goes down to Isaac, Jacob, and to us. So God is a covenant-keeping God. So we thank God for his word that gives us the assurance that we now enjoy. Last but not least, we want to pray for the government of these United States. Oh, how it needs the Lord. How it needs the Lord. And we're asking God for a miracle. A miracle where confusion, we speak to the spirit of confusion. We speak to the spirit of division. And we say, take up your weapons and flee. And we welcome the spirit of unity, the spirit of peace, and the spirit of love to come in. Come into the halls and corridors of the Senate and the Congress and of the executive branch, the White House, the Supreme Court, in the name of Jesus. Come in, spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the spirit of counsel. We ask that you would enter, take your place among these leaders in the government. Change the rhetoric from cursing to blessing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless each leader. Speak to them in dreams and visions. Stir the atmosphere. In those chambers, stir it. Cause the enemy to be uncomfortable, such that the enemy takes up all of his weapons, all of their weapons, and they flee in the name of Jesus. And what's left is peace, understanding, counsel, unity, wholeness, restoration, mercy and grace.
Lord, of fame and knowledge of you, God.
In the name of Jesus, so that the people whom they are called to serve are served. Served in mercy, compassion, and grace. Goodness in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, thank you for joining us on this day in prayer. And I don't know how many of you have had the privilege of visiting the Congressional Building in Washington, D.C. But when you enter the building, there's this, you look up in the ceiling, there is an image of Moses with the Ten Commandments, giving it to the people. That's there. You wouldn't think that if you didn't go there. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's right there. And I often wonder, does it mean anything to the people below that are sitting and deliberating and giving counsel and taking counsel, that this is above them in the ceiling? So we're praying today. We're invoking the purpose that thou was intended for originally, the destiny of this nation, and of the people turning to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank
Amen.
You. Amen. Well, may God bless you on this wonderful day. May He bless you richly and keep you and keep you warm.
Yes,
keep
Lord.
You warm. Yes, yes, keep you warm. And I don't know if Sister Drew is on, but I know she's praising God that she doesn't have to get up and go out there on this day. I know that. Because, yeah, I hear you back there. Yeah, she's going, hallelujah, I don't have to get up. Because she's just now entering into retirement. And so now she has joined the lazy
tribe. Okay. We will reach there one day too.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I'm working hard towards
it. Yeah, one day too. That's why pray for us. We are out there in the cold.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, thank God for a job. Yeah, if this is any consolation, praise God that you can get up and go out there.
Yes, I do.
Have a little potion, you can move. Well, praise God. Let me bless you.
Now on to one day, everyone.
Yes, yes. Now on to Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power.
Amen.
Forever. Amen. Amen.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Have a blessed day.
Yes. Amen. Thank you for joining us.
God bless everyone.